Welcome to Scaling Wellness, the podcast that will give you all the tools you need to grow your wellness business and thrive in the online space. I'm your host, Caroline Kopp, Pilates teacher and health coach, turned business mentor for wellness experts, teachers and coaches just like you. This is the podcast where we uncover the strategies, stories and tools to help you to scale your wellness business, build impactful digital products and create the time, money and freedom that you crave. If you're ready to grow your online presence, make a bigger impact with your clients and in the wellness industry, and uncap your revenue, you are in the right place. Let's dive in. Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Scaling Wellness. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really hope today will be useful for you. Today's episode is going to be slightly different because I'm making this quite a short episode because I really want to be able to dive into something that might feel a bit uncomfortable. So I'm not going to keep you here for long. It's going to be a quick deep dive, but hopefully we'll give you some things to think about going forwards. Now, this might be a question that you and we are not thinking about enough. What do you actually want your life to look like? Now, I think many of us come into wellness and working in wellness because we have experienced something. Now, maybe you discovered the methodology that you teach or coach because it was something that impacted you really powerfully. I think that's usually the way that people come into wellness. They usually experience it for themselves and then go on to teach it. But I think what can often happen is that we get really, really good at what we teach and coach. And we forget that actually being in wellness and having this work means that we can actually create the life that we want. We are self-employed. We are solopreneurs. We actually can tailor our business to support our life. So is your business helping you to build the life you want, or is it actively blocking it? So it might be that you are dreaming of afternoons off, term time only, school run, freedom, or a business that grows while you're not working in it. I really hope that this episode will help you to get intentional about building a wellness business that serves your life, not the other way around. And the reason I'm talking about this today is because, and you might have seen my stories last week, I have been talking to people recently and the word burnout has been coming up quite a lot. Now, for me, burnout is not really a word that I resonate with. And I think that is because of the intention that I have around my life. I don't think that is an accident. I think I have intentionally moved away from that. You may or may not know this about me, but when I was in my teens, I had a couple of experiences of burnout. Now, they presented as typical kind of teen conditions, glandular fever, chronic fatigue, but both of them had fairly significant impacts. They happened at periods of my time where I was going through exam stress, and they impacted me quite significantly, and particularly the fatigue, the ongoing fatigue and the ME stayed with me for many, many years afterwards. And in fact, one of the ways that I went on to get really strong physically was through discovering Pilates. Pilates was the antidote for me. It made me strong without feeling tired. And that was kind of perfect for that point in my life. But what it really went on to do was that it made my life very intentional. And even now, and we are now 30 years later, by the way, from that first experience of burnout, 30 years on, I am very intentional about my clear space, about having a life that works for me. I have white space in my diary. I live a very intentional life because of what I experienced as a teenager and someone in my early 20s. Now, what I have been noticing is lots of you guys who have moved into wellness, maybe you've been in wellness for a while, but you are so busy helping other people. You're so busy serving your clients, squeezing people in, making room for people, working above and beyond what you are employed to do, that you are burning out. And it's madness, really, when you think about it, that anyone that works in wellness should be experiencing any kind of burnout. And burnout might not be a term that resonates with you. You might just be knackered. You might just be exhausted. You might just be struggling to find boundaries. You might be struggling to, create clear guides of when you're on and when you're off. And that can look, you know, at this time of year, that can look like, you know, not being able to clear your diary to get to sports day, feeling at the weekends like you're still having to work for your clients, not being able to turn your laptop off at the end of a Friday because you've got admin to do. It can look like so many different things, but ultimately it's overwhelm. It's overwhelm at not having clear boundaries in your business. Now, for me, a few years ago, I've been on the hunt, as you know. For many years, I've been on the hunt to create a scalable wellness business. And the reason why I wanted to do that was because I have always been very protective of my time and my energy, particularly. So a scalable business always felt aligned for me. So for many years, for at least the last probably 12 or 13 years, I think I set up my first studio back in 2013. No, it was before that. It must have been 2011, 2012. So many years ago, we're looking, you know, a good few years ago. But the reason I did that was because I could see in my mind, I was thinking, right, if I have a studio, that means I can employ teachers. That means I can scale the business. That means it's less reliant on me. So I was always looking for ways to create something scalable, something that meant that it wasn't always on me. It didn't always require my time. So I've always been very protective of that. But what I'm seeing is happening in the industry is people are doing this. They're employing teachers. They're setting up studios. They are growing their classes or adding extra times in an effort to scale. But actually, it's creating more work for them. It's meaning that they are on call for longer. It's meaning more admin. It's meaning burnout. It's meaning overwhelm. And I'm seeing this quite a lot. So for me, my whole focus for the last 15 years has been, how can I create something scalable? And that's really been my goal. And it's only actually been in the last maybe 7 or 8 years that I've had a much clearer goal around that, around what that looks like. And we're going to come on to talk about that, because I think what's really important when you are looking at your wellness business, of course, we all want boundaries. Of course, we all want time. We want to serve our people, but we don't want to be overwhelmed by the work. So what's really important is to make sure that you have a goal for what your life could look like. Now, it doesn't mean that that's going to be today. It might be that this goal is 5 years' time or 10 years' time or longer. But it's important to have something that grounds you to a direction. So, for example, and I'll tell you my goal. Quite a few years ago, when I was in my late teens, I've always been really interested in travel. I've always loved traveling, but I never did the traveling thing because I graduated from school. I went to university. I graduated from university. I've always worked since I was 14. So I was keen to get out to work and earn money. And even though I thought about it, I considered traveling, I just never quite got round to it because I was always something more pressing to do. And so I missed that, and I still have that bug. So a few years ago, my husband and I have had many conversations about this, but we decided that wouldn't it be lovely one day if we had businesses that we could either close or operate from anywhere in the world for a few months a year. And the goal was, maybe, I hate January, February, March. No shade on anyone's birthdays, but I just really hate those months. I can't stand the dark. I just find it miserable. I love Christmas, and I find that whole period afterwards pretty depressing. And my dream was, wouldn't it be lovely if we could leave the country for those few months, even if we just go somewhere in Europe that where the weather is slightly better, whether it's just a bit warmer, where we can be outside. And that was always the dream. So having that goal has absolutely prompted the change in my business. And I've moved from a business that was 100% reliant on me and my time to a business that I can actually now really realistically operate from anywhere in the world. And actually, I am working on it and I'm not there yet, but that I'm working on having a business that I can close for a few months a year that will still retain clients, that will still give me an income. So that's my goal and that's what I'm working towards. And I really want to use the rest of this episode to try and get clear on your goal so that you're not creating a job for yourself. You're not in wellness to create a job for yourself. You're in wellness to create something that has impact on your clients, but potentially, and I think if you're listening to this podcast, you're going to be my people. Potentially, you're looking to create a business that has that potential to scale. And I think, like I say, if you're here, there's a good chance that that is you. So we need to look at creating a life first business. So if you could design your work from scratch, what would that life first business look like? And this is something that we did in my accelerator group. So I run a group called the Scaling Wellness Accelerator, which is run application only. And it is a small group, very, very high touch program for wellness entrepreneurs who have a digital product already. Now, that might be something that you love and you want to scale, or you might be looking to iterate, pivot, add to, you know, change it up a little bit. But essentially, you have got over the barrier of tech and pricing and niching, and you kind of know who your audience are, you're ready to grow. And so the accelerator is for those people. And last week, I ran a in-person day retreat, which is part of the accelerator. So when you join, you get a day retreat as part of it. And there is such a lot of power, by the way, in meeting people in real life. And although I want a scalable business, I still want to be able to be in contact with people. I still like working with people. And again, this comes down to the type of business you want. Maybe you don't. Maybe you would rather just, you know, let people do my course and I never have to talk to them or meet them again. But I find it uncomfortable when I hear of people that have been through my programs. Even when someone tells me they've downloaded my freebie, I think, oh gosh, really? And I don't know you. I'd love to know more about you. So I think, again, that's a slight aside, but it's about creating the business that works for you. And I do get energy from people. I do like having contact with people. I like working with these passionate, you know, entrepreneurs. So what we did last week was we looked at a few different areas of the business. We looked at client avatars, getting really clear on who our person is. We looked at that customer journey and we looked at campaigns. But one of the first things we did was we grounded ourselves in the room by looking at what a life well-lived would look like to us. So we looked at our current reality versus our aspirational reality. So where are we now and where do we want to get to? So the current reality, we looked at things like what are you doing well at the moment? What is going well in your relationships? What is going well in your finances? What's going well in your environment, in your fulfillment, in your mental health, in your experiences? You know, so maybe someone would write down, so every week I buy myself a bunch of flowers. That helps my environment. That helps my mental health. Every week I meal prep. That helps with my energy. Every week I get an update from my bookkeeper, you know, that helps with my finances. So what is it that you are doing currently that is really working for you? And we wanted to try and create a list of a few things in every category that is currently going really well in our businesses. What's working? And then we looked at aspirational plans. You know, what would you like your relationships to look like? Do you want to go on a girly trip every year? Do you want to introduce date nights? Are you spending enough time with your parents? You know, these are kind of things that we want to write down because we want to make sure that if we're not doing them and we want to do them, we need to set a plan. We need to start creating a plan around that. You know, it's all very well. I often think, you know, we should be spending more time with people we love. We should be making more time for phone calls. We should be doing the date nights. Although we all know that's a good thing to do, if we don't commit to it and tell people, and again, put that line in the sand to say that this is what we're doing now, we won't ever do it. It will always be a one day, someday. And I don't want that for you in your life. So what is aspirational for you about your relationships, about your freedom, your flexibility in your business? Do you need a VA? Do you need better boundaries? Do you need to add team members? Do you need a funnel, an evergreen funnel? What's working in your finances? Do you need to start a pension? Are you saving up for your husband's 50th? Do you need a university fund? By the way, tick, tick, tick for me. Do you need a bookkeeper? You know, all of these things, it's really important that we create a plan around it. Otherwise, that 50th birthday will be here before you know it and you won't have a fund. So what does that look like for you? What about energy, health? Are you doing the things you want to do? Are you prioritizing your steps? Are you getting the workouts in? Are you getting out for morning daylight? Are you having your cup of tea in the garden? You know, all of these things, they're really simple things, but they help to create a life that is working for you. And when you can put in a few of these, it has an impact. You know, a morning cup of tea in the garden might not seem like much, but it could be the moment of the day where you think about the boundaries that you have with your clients. It might be the moment of your day where you decide to hire the teacher. It might be the moment of your day where you decide, okay, I'm gonna get rid of that client because they're demanding too much from me. So having these moments, these pockets in your day might seem like nothing, but they're actually really valuable for you to create the life that you love. Are you having enough adventure in your life? Do you want more? Do you want to be going trail running once a week? Do you want live music once a month? Do you want to go to a show every year? Do you want to make sure that you always have August off with your family? What is it that you want? And what I'd really love you to do is to create a list of where you are now under these categories we've talked about and where you would like to be. What's aspirational and what's current reality? And then I want you to circle three things that you are going to implement into your life today. Three things that will make the change for you, that will help you to just take a step. And remember, it doesn't need to be a big thing. It doesn't mean I'm going to close my studio tomorrow and move online. It might just be I'm going to download that freebie. I'm going to decide on my niche this month. This month, June, July, I am going to decide on what my niche could be. What next steps are going to be impactful for you? And what I'd really love you to do, and this is a bit bigger picture, this might require a little bit more time, maybe with your family. What is the goal? What's the big goal for your business and your life? What would you want to be doing in 10 years' time? Now, I know that I had a moment a few years ago where I thought, do I want to be teaching 25 hours a week when I'm 60? And my answer was no. Your answer might be yes. And remember, you'll always have clients. Your clients will follow you. That's not the concern. I just didn't want to. I was just feeling a bit done. You know, I just thought, actually, that's not for me. I have another swing in me. I have another period of my life. I have another period of time where I can do something else. So what does that look like for you? What's the future looking like? Are you thinking you'd like to travel more? Are you thinking you'd like to take your kids out of school and do a round the world trip? Like, what's the goal? What's the exciting one thing that you want for your future, for the next 10 years? And then all of the little things that we're putting in place today, the current and the aspirational, they build towards that thing. So I hope this has been useful. I know it's a bit blue sky thinking, and it could kind of throw you a little bit. But I want you to, the reason I wanted to do this episode is I really want you to see that it's a choice. It really is a choice. What your business looks like is a choice. The world of wellness is vast and it can operate however you like. You know, I have a digital business for sure, but I still run occasional in-person days. I still talk to people on Instagram. If someone DMs me, I'm still going to reply. It's not that I have a business that is removed from people. I'm still on the ground working with my people, but it's digital, so I can do it from anywhere. And I help experts to do the same. absolutely do the same. And whether that looks like you working one-to-one with people on Zoom, or whether that looks like an evergreen funnel where you never see or speak to a client again, either of those are perfectly possible within wellness. So have a think about what that looks like for you. And then if you need help, if you are at the beginning of your digital journey and you want to help, you want help to create something, to build a course or a program that you can sell on repeat, then the Digital Course Creator is your next step. If you already have something, whether it's perfect or not, then the Scaling Wellness Accelerator is your next step. And the next cohort starts in September, but bookings are coming in now. It's application only. So if you go to Scaling Wellness on my website, carolinecopp.co.uk, you'll find the application there. I'll pop it in the show notes below. But the cohort for September is filling up now. It's a 12-week program that begins on the 16th of September, or that week. So if you would like a space on that, drop me a note, send me an Instagram DM, email me, whatever, however works best for you, or just click on the link in the show notes and you can find out everything you need. I hope this has been useful. I said I was going to keep it short. I would have loved it to have been shorter, but I hope 20 minutes works for you. Have a great day and I look forward to hearing from you. Tell me, I'd love to hear in the DMs, what three things are you going to do today to push you towards the life that you want? Let me know. Take care. Thanks for tuning in to Scaling Wellness. If you found today's episode valuable, I'd love to hear from you. Connect with me over on Instagram at Caroline Kopp and drop me a DM and let me know what your biggest takeaway was. Or if you know a friend or colleague in wellness who would find this podcast useful, I'd love you to share this episode with them, or maybe tag it in your socials. It might be just what they need to hear today as well. And finally, if you are enjoying the podcast, don't forget, please rate and review. It helps more wellness professionals like you to discover the show and ultimately allows us as a community to grow the wellness message and help more people. So until next time, remember, the problem you solve for your clients still exists. So keep sharing your wellness message.